This is the Brit Lit Podcast with dramatic readings and dialogues from British literature.
Welcome to the Brit Lit Podcast. It is a bit of a different motif today. This is Mr. Craik, and with me is one of my students, Caroline. And today, we are going to do a little bit of a discussion. Without further ado, what are we looking at today, Caroline?
Well, we are looking at the poem The Wanderer, and the theme about The Wanderer is more of an exile theme. And so we're just going to discuss that and talk about, like, what exile means. And
to give us a little framework, where is this poem, The Wanderer, is Anglo-Saxon, right?
Yes.
What's going on during this time period?
Well, there's a lot of warfare going on, maybe sickness, we're not totally sure, but we know there's warfare, and so a lot of people are being exiled due to that. They might have been captured and trying to escape, so they could have been in exile that way, or just their families died or loved ones lost, so exile is a big theme throughout that area.
Okay, so this is an Anglo-Saxon poem, so we're talking, you know, about 400 A.D., and we found this poem. I'm looking here, kind of our framework, the Exeter book, because this poem originally, do we know who wrote it? We don't know the author.
No, we do not know.
And how did this piece get passed down? I mean, how do we even know about this?
Well,
let's see here. I'm looking through our notes here. Oh, okay, the Exeter book, right.
Mm-hmm.
The Exeter book was kind of a collection of these oral poems, these mm-hmm. oral traditions that were passed down, and The Wanderer being one of them. And you mentioned this theme of exile.
Mm-hmm.
Give us a little taste of this poem to kind of give our listeners a framework for what we're talking about here. This is a poem about the wanderer, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is there a passage?
Yeah, there's one that kind of sums it up real nice. It says, "No man is living, no comrade left, to whom I dare fully unlock my heart. I have learned truly the mark of a man is keeping his counsel and locking his lips. Let him think what he will, for woe of heart."
Okay. So interesting. So this this is an elegiac piece. What is elegiac poetry here?
That elegiac poetry is more about like a loss, when people experience their loss and how they express that. So in this case, the wanderer's expressing his loss for his loved ones and being alone, and how he's dealing with that emotionally and physically.
And he says here, there's no man left, there's no comrade left.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't have any of his friends left with him. What is he doing?
Well, he's in total exile, so he's all by himself. He's just trying to find some sort of peace. And throughout in the end of the poem, he kind of talks about how he's turning to God for that, and mm-hmm. how nothing can satisfy you but God. And
so here's the question. Why is this guy in exile? What do you think?
Well, I think that he's in exile because of war. I think maybe he was even trying to... They say somewhere in the book how... men eager for honor, so maybe he was eager for honor and was dishonored, and by being dishonored he was abandoned or put into exile from his community.
Okay.
Maybe, but
interesting. Does mm-hmm. do you think it matters why he was in exile? I mean, does it matter if he did it on his own or if it was something that happened mm-hmm. to him?
Well, I don't think it honestly matters deep down, because I mean, if you're in exile, you're still in exile. Mm-hmm. But I mean, it depends how someone would deal with that. Like, I mean, I don't know if you feel more guilt knowing that you did it, or do you feel more agony knowing that someone else put you there? I mean, what do you think?
Well, that is a tough question. I think if you had if you wanted to really heighten the agony, I mean, if that's what this mm-hmm. this poem is all about, is about expressing loss and expressing pain and expressing hardship, well, I mean, if you think about it, what would you rather... I'd rather be innocent and mm-hmm. and have to suffer through it than knowing I did something. Because I mean, if you know you did it, you brought it on yourself. You mm-hmm. can't pin any blame on someone else. So I mean, I'd like to think that this guy was out at war or you know, maybe something happened. He was doing something valiant and noble, and maybe mm-hmm. he was captured at war, and you know, it was by no failure of his own or no dishonoring of his own, but for whatever reason he's far away from home, you know.
Yeah.
I'd think that would be a little bit more powerful. That would make you feel that would heighten the kind of the anguish of it, mm-hmm. which is the point, isn't it? I mean,
yeah.
Now, is this, we've been talking a lot about seeing how, as we do our British literature studies, we talk about how some of these themes aren't just typical of Anglo-Saxon poetry or of British literature in general, but they kind of translate to today. They kind of mm-hmm, translate right. into themes that we see in the world today. Is this theme of exile, is this something that, probably not this in the same, to the same extent that people during this time period mm-hmm. experience it, because it's not like we have people, you know, getting cast out of their homes mm-hmm. on a daily basis in our society, but is this something that we see today?
Oh, I definitely think so. I mean, a lot of problems people faced back then, people still face today, because they're problems that will continue to be problems from years from now, but I definitely think people can relate to this man today, because people, I mean, what if you're changing schools or something and you're the new kid? I mean, you're going to experience some sort of exile, or maybe someone in your family's died or you lost a loved one. I mean, you're going to still feel that agony and that exile, maybe not to that extent, but right. even emotionally, you're going to feel exile, maybe not physically, but
to some level, there's mm-hmm. that idea that of being on your own. And
yeah.
I mean, yeah, that was one of the most powerful things I got from it, was this idea of no friends. You know, there's mm-hmm. no man that I can share with, no one I can identify with and connect mm-hmm. with. That's interesting. You talk mm-hmm. about school.
Yeah, and it's all about loneliness. I mean, everyone feels loneliness at mm-hmm. least sometimes at some points in their life.
Right. So what mm-hmm. is, how do you get out of exile? I mean, what is this guy looking for? What is it that, you know, might be his cure, or is mm-hmm. there a cure? I mean, is this hopeless? Is there any hope?
Well, it depends on what you turn for that. Like, as a Christian, I believe that you can come out of it. You can do anything with God. And so, mm-hmm. and the guy in the wanderer and who's in exile, he's turning to God later. He knows that that's where he can find his peace and his companion, or someone he needs to talk to that can be there for him. And so I would turn to God. So I think there is a way to get out of exile.
And we talk about hope, mm-hmm. you know, we talked in Beowulf as well, that mm-hmm. that this idea of this Christian tradition mm-hmm. is starting to come.
Yeah.
And, you know, in Beowulf, I don't know what your reading of Beowulf, if mm-hmm. it was a pagan story or if it was a Christian story, but I think we all kind of mm-hmm. came to consensus that there were elements of both mm-hmm. there. But it's interesting here that we see that. We see mm-hmm. him looking for a supernatural hope, and that's interesting that happens. So for the, is there hope for the high schooler who is lonely? You know, I guess.
Yes, there is hope. There's definitely hope.
So what is the lesson while reading The Wanderer? What do you think the reader can take?
Well, I think that a good lesson that I think the reader can get from reading this is, I mean, it kind of focuses on material goods in the beginning, you know, like the actual like physical loss of things mm-hmm. and the comfort right. that worldly things or whatnot can bring you.
Or safety mm-hmm. and being in your own home. Because yeah. here he is, he's, you know, he's rowing on the icy waves. It gives this picture of him mm-hmm. on the sea. What is it? The woefully toiling on wintry seas with churning oar in the icy wave, mm-hmm. homeless and helpless. So he talks about this idea of mm-hmm. being lost and the comforts of home. Mm-hmm. But it's beyond physical?
It's emotional too, I think. Because, I mean, if you actually experience physical loss, I mean, you're gonna experience emotional loss too. Mm-hmm. So I think a good lesson you can get is not to focus so much on material goods and to focus on the everlasting things, because material things will be destroyed in the end. So, like I said before, you know, like you can find hope in God, and so God offers us like a gift that can be everlasting. So.
Interesting. So, and we kind of see that play out in the piece. He starts with that physical, mm-hmm. and then realizes what it really is. It's about relationship. Mm-hmm. It's about something even beyond physical relationship.
Exactly. And sometimes when God puts us through things like that, when we actually lose something physical, I mean, there's a lesson to that. I mean, He didn't put us through things just for no reason. Mm-hmm. So maybe He's making us go through that to realize the real value and the lesson in the loss, to see something greater.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. Wonderful. Great insight, Caroline. And we can see, if you guys want to take a look at The Wanderer, it's an interesting sampling of Anglo-Saxon literature with mm-hmm. a lot of that Christian tradition there from that was typical of the period. And with that, we will say adieu for today, and we'll see you next time.
All right. Thank you. You've been listening to the Brit Lit Podcast, a production of Mr. Kirk's 12th grade British literature classes from Grapevine, Texas. Check us out on iTunes or visit the website at britlit.podomatic.com. Keep tuning in for more dramatic readings and dialogues.